This podcast is featured on the Gun Rights Radio Network, podcasting freedom. You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under sources.
It's time for On Target Radio, Chicagoland's only radio show dedicated to educating, entertaining, and discussion of firearms, legislation, and your Second Amendment rights.
Presented in part by the Illinois State Rifle Association, Action Target, and Safer USA.
Now here's your host, firearm instructor, educator, and enthusiastic Second Amendment proponent, David Lombardo.
Welcome to On Target Radio. We're back again. I'm David Lombardo, and my co-host Tim across the council. Say hi, Tim.
Howdy, David.
We're wearing our redneck boots this evening.
I'm excited tonight because I know there'll probably be somebody waiting outside to hack your head off when we walk out after this one.
Stay on your side of the council if you're excited tonight, okay? Tim and I are here every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m. talking about all things Second Amendment, and it's your opportunity to call in and pin our the years on our guests here in the studio. Call 312-642-5600. That's 312-642-5600. We'll be happy to take you on the air. This is going to be an interesting rant because the person who shall not be named sent me an email when they read it in the newsletter and said, this is a great one. This is a really good one. It's fair. It's balanced, which means it's going to tank with our audience.
I would just have everybody listen very closely. You have to not miss any words.
I haven't switched sides.
No. Okay. Just listen.
Put on your seatbelt. I sift through a lot of news every day. As a conservative, I tend to get a lot of anti-Obama stories, and honestly, most of them are nonsense. Look, there are plenty of good, solid reasons to dislike this president and his minions, but let's stick to reality. Sure, he loves to circumvent the Congress with executive orders running the country by fiat instead of democratic process. The problem is, we notice his roughly 150 executive orders to date because they mostly fly in the face of conservatism. George W. Bush issued 291 during his tenure, which was eclipsed by Clinton's 364 and Reagan's 381. Truman issued 907. Hoover did 968. Coolidge, 1,203. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 3,522 executive orders. Another popular criticism is Obama has taken the U.S. military to war without congressional authorization. Okay, yeah, that's true. But the last congressionally declared war was World War II. It's a time-honored tradition for presidents to take us to war without congressional approval, such as Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq, to name a few. Now, note, in Afghanistan and Iraq, Congress granted G.W. Bush an authorization to do whatever was necessary, not an actual declaration of war. Most recently, the 22nd Amendment has come up, and longstanding proponents of doing away with presidential term limits are once again trying to get it repealed. There is nothing new about this sentiment, which has popped up on both sides of the aisle for decades. Even if Obama wanted to see it repealed, he knows it's a fruitless cause. To repeal the 22nd Amendment and allow any president to have more than two terms would require two-thirds of the House and Senate and three-quarters of the states to ratify. Neither party controls that many votes, not even in a Chicago election. The current conspiracy is about the dearth of ammunition. Depending upon how conspiracy theorist-oriented the individual is, the conventional wisdom ranges from the government has told ammunition manufacturers to stop selling to civilians as a backdoor way of implementing gun control, to the Obama administration is buying all the ammo in preparation for a civil war with the intent of making Obama a dictator. Truth be told, I had my own concerns about the shortage of ammunition, so I started poking around and asking questions. Hornady summed the situation up best. Hornady issued a formal statement saying, "The current political climate has caused extremely high demand on all shooting industry products, including ours. Empty retail shelves, long back orders, and exaggerated prices increase on online auction sites, all fueled by rumors and conjecture. have amplified concerns about the availability of ammunition and firearms-related items. If the information you hear doesn't originate from Hornady Manufacturing, don't believe it. Here are some of the rumors we've heard and questions we've received. Have you stopped production, or has the government forced you to stop? Not at all. Did you stop selling bullets so you could only make loaded ammunition? Absolutely not. Since we can't find your product, you must be selling it all to the government. Nope. Less than 5% of our sales are to government entities. And finally, why can't you make more? We've been steadily growing our production for a long time, especially the last 5 years. We're producing as much as we can, much more than last year, which was a lot more than the year before. No one wants to ship more during this time than we do. The problem, according to the manufacturers I've talked to, is we're buying ammunition in record quantities. Last year, you bought one box of ammo when you went to the store. This year, you bought 10 to be prepared for something or other. Stop buying up every cartridge and reloading component that hits a store shelf, and things will go back to normal. Meanwhile, perpetrating all these myths about Obama is counterproductive. Dislike the guy for his arrogance, for Obamacare, for his position on gun control, his handling of the economy, and a host of other good reasons to want the Messiah to have him dethroned. But let's stick to the facts. Anything else is just a distraction that makes conservatives look like conspiracy theory nutballs. When it comes to winning the war against the Messiah, with the tip of the hat to Pogo, we have met the enemy, and he is us. And that's it.
That's it. It's actually very good, but if you missed pieces or parts of it, yeah.
Now we'll watch the ratings tank. All right. Anyway. I haven't changed sides.
The ratings can go down?
I suppose they could. I haven't changed sides. It's just, you know, fair is fair. Let's be honest. Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about youth shooting programs. Call us at 312-642-5600 and voice your opinion. We have in the studio with us this evening Jim Haggerty, founder of the Illinois Junior Precision Shooters. Jim, thank you for coming.
Thank you, David.
Bob McClear, head of youth programs for the Aurora Sportsman's Club and the longtime Boy Scout volunteer. Thank you for coming.
Glad to be here.
And Marilyn Smolensky, who is active with the Cub Scout program, big 2A proponent, and is very much into getting people into the shooting sports. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So the first question that comes to my mind is this. How young is too young? When can you start kids shooting?
We start the pistol. I'm strictly pistols, so I want to clarify that it's 22 rimfire pistol. We'll start them as early as age 9. But some of them don't have this physical strength to hold a pistol up, and usually goes into the 10 or 11 bracket.
And when we say we start them, are we just talking about basic training, or
yes?
Tell me what starting someone would be with a handgun.
We use the NRA program called the Winchester NRA Winchester qualification course. We've modified it slightly, but what we train are pistol athletes. It's a little bit different. We're not a gun club. So we're training people to shoot competitively. So we train 52 weeks a year, and we train them as athletes.
What about out at Aurora? Are we doing something out there?
Out at Aurora, we follow the NRA guidelines. We will start with juniors. Juniors start at age 10. So we really don't have a sub-junior program available at Aurora at this time. If we had, it would be in the air range. We don't have air facilities at Aurora right now. We hope to at some point in the future. But either air rifle or air pistol would be where we would start juniors. Personally, I started well before age 6 with my firearms experience. But right now, I don't think I would start anyone before maybe the age of 8, just dealing with attention spans and application of common sense.
Do you are you pistol and rifle? Or
with our programs at Aurora, we go pistol, rifle, shotgun, muzzle-loading rifle, muzzle-loading shotgun, and archery.
Okay, for your pistol program, 22s?
For our pistol program through the youth program is one that Illinois Junior Precision teaches for us, and it is all 22.
Okay, and the rifle?
Rifle is all 22. Shotgun right now is 12-gauge.
Oh, 12-gauge for 10-year-olds?
12-gauge if they're big enough.
Uh-huh.
If they've got the reach, you know, 13.5-inch trigger pull.
Mm-hmm.
If the gun fits, we'll let them shoot it.
Okay, so but you don't go down to 20 or 410 or something if they're smaller?
I wouldn't want to go to 410 ever.
Okay.
410 just does not have enough pellets to make the youth shooters successful. And we definitely
it's actually
want
more
to
difficult to shoot a 410 right. than a 20 or a 12.
Yeah, 20 gauge is certainly within where I'd like to be within the next year.
Okay.
But we built the program around, one, the guns we had available, and two, the Boy Scout recommendations, which is 12 gauge.
You're listening to Non-Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. We're talking about youth shooting programs. Is there something that Marilyn, you're working with Cub Scouts, they actually don't do firearms. We've got about 30 seconds here or so, but is what would be appropriate for somebody in that age category?
BB guns and archery is actually what they, BB guns and archery is actually what the Cub Scouts deal with, and that's at council-sponsored activities.
And you can get into that at age 7.
Yes.
So that's pretty young. And I think a lot of parents bring their kids hunting with them, too, even if they're not carrying a firearm. I mean, they take them out in the field to get them used to being around firearms.
You know, I think a lot of parents really look at the age of reasoning, which tends to be between 7 and 9 years old. I think that's, you know, a lot of what they were saying around 9 or 10s when you get them started. So I think it depends on the individual child and their maturity level.
It sounds fair to me. I know my my cousin had his son at about 5 years old sitting in a duck blind with him, and he grew up to be quite a shooter. We're going to be back with more On Target Radio talking about youth shooting programs after these brief messages. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
For 35 years, Pelcher's Shooters Supply has served the Lansing area. Pelcher's offers new and used firearm sales, appraisals, and gunsmithing service. Pelcher's new spacious showroom has hundreds of major brand firearms and supplies, and PelcherGuns.com features daily specials. Pelcher's Shooters Supply, on the corner of Ridge Road and Henry Street in downtown Lansing. Online at PelcherGuns.com or call 708-474-0662.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
I just want to make note of the fact that I am actually going to introduce you and your fighting back segment tonight. This is 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
Here he is, folks. Tim's Fighting Back.
As brought to you by the Illinois State Rifle Association. A 56-year-old Issaquah, Washington man shot an intruder in his house Friday afternoon. According to police, the suspect rang the doorbell several times. The homeowner looked out the window, didn't recognize him, so he didn't answer the door. Seconds later, the intruder smashed the door, got inside, and came face-to-face with the homeowner. The two men fought, and the armed homeowner, in fighting back, fired two shots. Detectives say one of the bullets hit the 25-year-old intruder in the shoulder. Neighbors were glad he did. We have guns, and we're happy he was able to do something, and it came out positive for him, said neighbor Tom Urban. Urban also stated, it's a reminder to be ready. I haven't shot a gun in decades, neither is my wife, but we're looking at taking up how to learn how to shoot a gun and how to shoot it properly. The bad guy was rushed to Harborview Medical Center, where he was treated for the gunshot wound. He's being guarded by police until he's recovered enough to be booked into jail. Investigators said the homeowner was not in trouble with the law. Issaquah police stated, if someone's inside your house and you're in imminent danger, you have the right to protect yourself. This has been Fighting Back, brought to you by the Illinois State Rifle Association.
Always pithy. Always pithy. I suppose it's not likely that we can get George fired, but, you know, we're going to try it. Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much. We're talking about youth shooting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. We're talking about youth shooting programs this evening, and we have in the studio our guests Jim Haggerty, Bob McClear, and Marilyn Smolinski. Before we went on break, we were bringing up the question about how young is, maybe not how young is too young, but how young is an appropriate age. Are there formal programs then for kids in that age category, the very young?
The very young, as opposed to earlier than six or seven?
Well, no, that's probably it. I mean, there are a number of formal programs for kids that age.
Well, as Marilyn was indicating, the Boy Scouts certainly start off with allowing their Tiger and Wolf Scouts to shoot BB guns. And then as they grow older, they'll add age-appropriate activities. So the Weeblos, the fourth and fifth graders, would add air rifles. At Boy Scout age, they would add the 22 rifles and shotguns to the program. And then as they get to 14 and above with Venture Scouts, they can add handguns and centerfire rifles at some point.
Marilyn, you were for these BB guns and air rifles, they're learning the same exact fundamentals. Don't put your finger on a trigger till ready to shoot, that type of thing that they would with actual firearms.
We are teaching them to show the same respect for a BB gun as you would a regular rifle.
So they have Absolutely. The same respect and fundamentals when they do get to the point where they would start shooting real firearms.
Yeah, I mean, funny note, side note, my son runs around with his water gun in the backyard with his finger straight.
Good job.
There you go. And he's how old?
He is 10. There He's 10, yes.
Well, and that's a good thing. But it brings up an interesting question, too. What is the role of parents in young people learning to shoot? If we have formal programs, do you just, like, drop them off like daycare? Or are parents getting involved? How does that work?
Well, with scouting in particular, when you're talking about Cub Scouts, I believe that the kids only get out what parents, you know, how much effort the parents are putting into it. Because they're all volunteer. Everyone who's working is an actual volunteer. So most of them are parents, and we attend all the events with them and put the time in and sit there. And if they're working on their whittling badge, well, we're sitting and watching them and helping them. And
that's true with Boy Scouts, too. It's all volunteer.
Less so as they get older.
Jim, with your 52 weeks a year program, do you have parents that are there every weekend with them, or... Once they get comfortable with you, do they just sort of let them go?
Oh, no. We most of the time the parents come. And, Tim, we have a lot of parents that actually shoot the tournaments and practice with their siblings. And the parents are the strength of our organization. We have seven of our staff members who are NRA-certified coaches. They're NRA-certified pistol instructors. And they're NRA-certified RSOs, Range Safety Officers. And we train the juniors to be instructors. For example, at your program for ISRA Open House, they will come down to ISRA, and this year we expect almost 2,000 guests, and they will run the rimfire pistol program. So not only are they competitors, but they also instruct, and that's a critical part element of our program.
And they do a great job, too.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560 The Answer. We're talking about youth shooting programs. Your program, Jim, I think Boy Scouts, we understand. Cub Scouts, we understand. Just tell us a little bit about your program. It's, I think, somewhat unique, is it not? And it's extremely successful.
Thank you very much. We are unique. At least we're told by the NRA we have the only program of its kind in the country. We don't teach people how to shoot per se. We teach people who know how to shoot, who want to shoot very well, and are really interested in optimizing their skill level. And that's where I think we differ. And that's why we run the 52-year program, or 52-week program. It's a continual base. We bring in people from the United States Marine Corps. We bring in United States Army people, the best military athletes in the world. And we bring them into our summer camp, for example, for 3 days every year. And we really put them through the ropes. And it's paid big dividends for us.
Now, you've... won a number of competitions with these kids. How many kids are on the team?
Currently, we're 21.
And you have won quite a few awards.
Well, as you well know, one of the young ladies out of your camp.
That's right.
In 2009, became the women's state pistol champion. She beat every woman in the state of Illinois.
That would be the 15th annual Clyde Howell Youth Shooting Sports Camp that's coming up the end of May, 1st of June. That's
what a great segue. Yes, exactly.
But that's where we draw it. In the same way with Coach McClear, gives us the privilege of going out and working with his camps. We bring our people out of those. That's what we use them. We use it as a feeder for Illinois junior precision shooters. Not every person wants to commit like this. So we're looking for a small element, that 1 or 2%, 3%, But if they want to do it, we'll help them.
Well, it's like athletics. I mean,
absolutely.
You're committing to football. You're committing to baseball. In this case, you're committing to that.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But since shooting sports are something you can enjoy for life, there's no reason why parents who may not have ever had any shooting experience can't learn to become athletes right along with their kids.
Well, and I'll tell you something that I've said for years. When people say, oh, well, you know, we'd like to send the kid to your camp, but he's got football practice or whatever he's got practice. I say, tell me how many parents you know of 40-year-old men and women who still play football or baseball with them, and then tell me how many still go shooting or hunting with them. People are funny about that. They don't wrap their brain around the fact that this is really a family thing.
Age is really not an issue, and I don't want to pat myself on the back. But at age 70, I set the 50-year record at the University of Illinois as a police officer, as a master firearms instructor. And I use that for the youth to say, I don't care how old you are, you can still shoot and shoot well. And it's a great sport. It really is a great sport. And rim fire is very cost-effective for us. Once in a while, I'll have a parent ask me, well, why don't you shoot center fire? Well, can you really afford 40 or 50 cents a shot?
Yeah,
because we go through...
Isn't that what 22s are going for right now, though?
Well, no, that's just 40, 45s are going. 45s you can't even get. But no, 22s we can't even get, Tim.
Right.
So we've been very fortunate. We work with a major manufacturer who I don't want to give their name out. But we buy it lots of 300,000. We buy a shift production. So everything is match grade and all high end. And we supply that at cost to the juniors.
Well, as you know, this will be our 15th year for the Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp, and I have said for 15 years, I've been unabashedly said that, you know, we want them to be safe, we want them to have fun, but we're training future voters. That's always been my take on the camp, and the goal has always been to have someone be a camper, then go through, be an intern, then be an adult and volunteer, and then run the camp. And this year, for the first time in 15 years, Sam Ritocco, she is going to be our registrar. So somebody who started as a young girl, as a camper, was an intern for many years, is now actually going to be running the camp. And it just warms my heart to know that.
And if you have a camper age 10 to 16, please go to saferusanfp.org and sign up your camper for this year's camp.
Kind of sneaky how we got that in there, don't you think, Jim?
That's great. That's
just
great.
Slid that right under the door.
Especially if they're good shooters, we'd like to know them and see them.
And I've put two or three people on to you now, haven't I?
Yes, I have. Yes, you have.
Every once in a while, you come across somebody and they just have it. You can just see. Now, whether or not they will commit to it is a different issue. But
that's correct.
You can just see it in them. They get it.
That's what it's all about.
Anyway, you're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560 The Answer, and we are going to be back after these messages.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Hi, I'm David Lombardo, host of On Target Radio. You're living proof that radio advertising reaches listeners. In the 2 years I've been advertising on AM 560 WIND, Safer USA grew from 300 students a year to over 1,200. By coupling our On Target Radio broadcast with our Facebook page, we found our audience is steadily growing, and in only 2 months, it appears we've exceeded 5,000 listeners. Over 34% are in the age group 25 to 34, 26% are 35 to 44. for. We have listeners from Rockford to Western Michigan and Southern Wisconsin to St. Louis. Thanks to live streaming on the internet, we also have listeners as far away as Germany, Japan, and New Zealand. On Target Radio is offering low-cost sponsorship opportunities on Chicago's premier conservative talk radio station. Advertising on AM 560 WIND has worked for Safer USA. Let me show you how it can work for you. Call 815-744-5487. Join the On Target Radio team today at 815-744-5487.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And the segment is brought to you by Will County Republican Lincoln Day Dinner. Support the party that supports the Second Amendment. Come to the Will County Republican Lincoln Day Dinner on Monday, May 13th at 6 p.m. The featured speaker will be Grover Norquist, president of the Americans for Tax Reform. Norquist's taxpayer protection pledge was signed by 95% of all Republican congressional members. Hear his compelling message, enjoy a great dinner, and network with fellow conservatives. For ticket information, call Ed Ronkowski, chairman of the Will County Republican Party, at 708-479-4417. That's 708-479-4417. Paid for by Edward Ronkowski. We're talking this evening about youth shooting programs, and our guests in the studio are Jim Haggerty, Bob McClear, and Marilyn Smolensky. We were exploring kind of age issues with when you get kids in. A question that did come up is about the Boy Scout and the Merit Badge. What are the Boy Scout Merit Badges in the shooting sports, and how does one get involved with that?
The Boy Scout Merit Badges in the shooting sports are Rifle Shooting Merit Badge, Shotgun Shooting Merit Badge, and often we also include the Archery Merit Badge in that set. Just like any other merit badge, what we recommend a scout does first is talk to a scoutmaster. The scoutmaster will have a set of merit badge counselors that unit prefers to work with. For the rifle and the shotgun shooting merit badges, there are certain requirements and qualifications that shooting sports merit badge instructors must meet. Once they've gained approval from their scoutmaster, at that point they should meet with a shooting sports with the shooting sports merit badge counselor and discuss the process for moving through the merit badge. The requirements are well known. And whether you want to go with a muzzle-loading option or a modern cartridge option or air rifle option for the rifle shooting merit badge, not easy, but not too difficult to get either.
Andy on Facebook asked how much is the course, but Andy was referring to Jim's team, and that's not a course. It isn't something that you enroll in. It's something you're actually invited into, really, right, Jim?
That is correct. We find out from the parent what type of experience they had. We look at 30 feet, a 4-inch circle. Can they, with two hands, take a rimfire semi-automatic pistol and place 10 shots in that 4-inch circle? If they do, then they have enough experience for us to take them from that point forward.
And the cost after that, you said, was just the price of the ammunition.
That's correct. We don't charge dues. We ask the parents to pay our out-of-pocket expenses. We have been very blessed with people like Article 2 Range in Lombard. Barry and Fran Soskin have given us a time block every Monday from 4 in the afternoon till 8 at night. We have Range 3. We just installed, at our expense, we just installed $1,300 worth of special lighting with the Soskin's permission for illumination for our type of shooting, for precision shooting. We invite people to come and see us and talk to us and see what we do, meet some of the shooters. And if they feel that their sibling meets those qualifications, we'll put them on the line and let them do their thing.
Well, Andy said on Facebook said that he taught his 12-year-old daughter to shoot last year and wants her to get more training. Andy, one of the things you might consider doing is looking at enrolling her in an NRA basic pistol class or rifle class, shotgun class, whatever it might be, get some formal training. And once you do that, there's a lot of opportunities open. I mean, our youth camp, for one, she's 12 years old. So there's a lot of things that that are available to you. And not the least of which is joining a club and taking your kids shooting.
Yeah, I've got a list of 20 resources for local shooting sports programs that I hand out to the junior rifle students that participate at the Aurora Sportsman's Club. And I will send that to Tim so that he can get it posted.
Marilyn, you work with the Boy Scouts. Are you aware of any Girl Scout troops that do something similar with shooting?
No, I'm not, actually. My daughter was in the Girl Scouts, and they just have a different approach. A lot of it is leadership. A lot of it is activities based around health and fitness. But I'm not aware of any Girl Scout activities with shooting.
If any of our listeners are aware of that, please call in and let us know.
Bob is holding up his hand.
I have done some research in that. There has been a Girl Scout troop contact me. So I went into the Girl Scout web pages and found their safety checkpoints.
Okay.
And there was absolutely nothing that has any guidance for firearms. Archery, yes, but there's nothing that has any guidance for firearms. So we're suspecting it's not permitted under their program.
And from our standpoint, our best shooters are the gals.
Absolutely. Interesting.
Girls pay more attention.
Well, yes, they do.
It actually transcends that. That's a very interesting comment, Jim. And when I was at Illinois back in the 70s, aviation was my field, but I was working in the research lab. And we did research, and what we found is women are hardwired for fine motor skills, and men are hardwired for upper body strength.
Correct.
And initially, learning a psychomotor skill is easier for women than it is for men. Then after that, it's whoever practices the most. So, and the other thing is, women don't come in with that testosterone-driven, I don't need to learn this because it's in my DNA attitude.
Right.
So it's women are really are easier to work with, generally.
Every NRA class we teach with beginners, usually the women are definitely in the very top of the class as far as marksmanship.
Which usually really ticks their husbands and boyfriends off. They're there trying to say, well, no, don't do that, and the woman is doing better. Anyway, it is what it is, and it makes it interesting. We're going to be back after a few messages with more on Target Radio. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer. I'm David Lombardo, president of Safer USA, Chicagoland's most popular firearm training school. We continue to offer our popular home protection and concealed carry seminar every month. This 8-hour seminar covers everything you need to know to safely and legally use a firearm for both concealed carry and home invasion, and qualifies you for Florida and Utah concealed carry permits good in about 30 states. Be sure to call and ask how we can help you raise funds for your organization or provide a guest speaker. We're also offering the NRA Basic Pistol Course and our Tactical Pistol 1 and 2. As always, I offer private one-on-one instruction for basic pistol, Chicago firearm certification, and basic home defense. For further information, please call 877-954-3030 or go to saferusa.com. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching to own it responsibly is ours.
That's 877-954-3030 or saferusa.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. We're talking about youth shooting programs, and we're taking your phone calls at 312-642-5600. Actually, that's probably a misnomer. We're taking your phone calls. We haven't gotten a phone call.
We have one.
We have one. There's
it's
one, there's one lighting up.
It's coming in.
It'll probably say it was a terrible rant, and that'll be the end of it. But anyway, in our studio, we have Jim Haggerty, Bob McClear, and Marilyn Smolensky. We're talking about youth shooting programs. We just talked about Boy Scouts and merit badges. Somebody had asked a question. What about the Olympics have shooting sports? They're really underplayed. You don't hear a lot about them.
No.
But there are, in fact, shooting sports with the Olympics. Am I not right?
You're right.
Yeah, they have air rifle and just anything.
Air rifle, small bore, and it's the only discipline that's in both the Winter and the Summer Olympics.
Right.
Well, in the winter, they ski, right?
Biathlon, yeah.
And what do they do in the summer then? Roller skate?
The summer is your more static shooting sports. Rifle, shotgun, pistol. Free pistol, both air and small bore.
And rapid fire pistol.
Rapid fire pistol.
And skeet, too, right?
Trap and skeet.
Trap and skeet.
And there are still universities and colleges, principally out west, that if you are an accomplished shooter, you can get a scholarship.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A little homework. If you're a shooter, a little homework will turn that up. We have a question from Ed from Mokena. Ed, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. You mentioned about the Girl Scouts. Back in 2009, a new Lenox Girl Scout troop went to the Oak Park Sportsman's Club in Plainfield and taught their girls how to shoot. There was NRA instructors there. It was approved by the Girl Scout programs, and it was the first such one that was done in the area. So the Girl Scouts do shoot just like the Boy Scouts.
Well, that's interesting.
Do you have any contact information for that troop, Ed?
Not directly. I was reading it on the one of the websites that the NRA blog had.
Okay. Well, hey, Ed, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep. You can look it up on the NRA website, and they'll tell you all about the thing that happened in 2009.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thanks, Ed.
Okay, bye.
I would say, too, that if there is a Girl Scout troop that is interested in shooting, give us a call. We'd be happy to set it up. Safer USA would be happy to do it for them. Safer USA has a parallel corporation called Safer USA Outreach Fund. It's a non-for-profit. We'd just be happy to work with them. And Tim works with us, and you know, we'd be happy to do that.
It's under saferusanfp.org, just as the Clyde Howell Annual Youth Shooting Sports Camp.
Snuck that baby under the door again. We have another call, believe it or not. The question is about expired FOID card. Daryl, what's your question about a FOID card?
Yeah, I had a FOID card in the past, and it's expired, and I wanted to renew it. I didn't know if you just apply, like, do it all over again, or is there some other special forms or something that you need to get to reapply for it?
No, this is just go ahead and apply just like you're doing it for the first time. There's no such thing as a renewal per se. It's really a reapplication. But be prepared to wait.
Tell them the ugly truth.
It's terrible. One of my officers, because I teach in the academy, has put his application in December, and the state police told him this past week that it still hasn't been out shipped out to him, but it will be shortly. So it's a terrible wait. So be
patient.
They've
been running at least 3 months.
Yeah, they're actually going over 3 months now.
Anybody that's over their 30 days, call your representative, call your state senator, and complain. That's the only way we're going to get these people's heads out of their you-know-what and do what they're supposed to do.
I do want to point out one thing, however. In terms of training, you do not have to have a FOID card to take a course with somebody as long as that person is providing the firearms and the ammunition. So if you wanted to or know someone that wanted to take like a basic course, they don't have to have a FOID card to do that. Right. Like with Safer USA, and a lot of companies do, not just us, but we provide the firearms and the ammunition for all the basic classes, so the students don't have to have a FOID card to do that. Daryl, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the show and enjoy it on Sunday nights.
Great. Thanks. You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560 The Answer, and we're talking about youth shooting programs. I think at this point, the question that comes into my mind is the scouting program. I'm a product of the scouting program. I was a Cub Scout. I was a Boy Scout. I was an Explorer Scout. I think it's more important today than it ever was, and it's downplayed a lot, but all three of you have been involved in scouting at one time or another, some of you a lot. What's your take on the scouting program today?
You know, I think a lot of kids these days are really inundated with so much technology. They're playing with their iPads, they're texting, they're doing all these things, and they're not really getting outside, and they're not, touching... learning skills that should be passed on by their parents, which are fishing, shooting, just all these different things. And really just respect for your community, for others around you, learning how to work in teams. And I think it's really important for kids at this age to start and be involved in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
I think one of the things that I took away from scouting is it made me far more self-assured that I could do what I needed to do. All the passive stuff that you do with computers and games, I'm not poo-pooing it, that's fine, but it doesn't, it's a reactionary passive sort of thing. It doesn't teach you self-reliance, and that's really what scouting is about, is it not?
Absolutely.
Citizenship, self-reliance, and more and more leadership. We ask the boys to take responsibility, take on leadership roles. Don't get that playing video games.
And interactive. They learn to be interactive with each other. I've been a college professor now for 33 years, and we'll see students sitting in the same classroom, maybe side by side, will actually text each other as opposed to talking. They're losing a lot of the communication skills.
Yep, I watched two people texting in a restaurant just two of them at the table. We'll be back after these messages with more On Target Radio.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
Well, the mic works. We're back. We had a little glitch there for a while. We were almost on the air and didn't know it, but it's fine. We're back and we're good. And this is the opportunity that we give all our guests who come on the show to shamelessly proselytize their programs. And we really want you at this point to just go right ahead and tell people how to get a hold of you. Bob, how do people get a hold of you? What do you got going?
To find out what's going on with our monthly clinics, first Saturday of every month at the Aurora Sportsman's Club, visit the www.aurorasc.org. Look at the youth tab. You'll find more information there about our clinics, as well as the upcoming National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day that's going to be on June 14th this year.
That is something I'm looking forward to. Getting women in, you know, getting women into the shooting sports is a big step. It's something we need to do a lot more of. Percentage is low. It's the fastest growing segment of the shooting sports, but we still don't have anywhere near enough. Jim?
For parents that have a sibling that they think might qualify for precision shooting or interested in shooting competitively across the country, look us up. We're on juniorpistol.com, juniorpistol.com. I'd be delighted to talk to you. If you're around in or around the area here of Lombard, of Article 2 on a Monday night, stop by and see us. We also train and have a private facility in Yorkville. It's by invitation only. But it's a dedicated facility with 7 positions indoors and 5 positions outdoor out to 50 yards. And we'd love to talk to you.
Good. Marilyn, you got pithy words?
Yes, I do. Scouting, the new scouting year always starts in August or September every school year. So if you want to find a Cub Scout or Boy Scout troop near you for your child, it is findascout.org.
And there it is. That's our guests. Tim, do you want to shamelessly proselytize for Safer USA?
Yeah, at Safer USA, we have a couple of classes coming up. This coming Saturday, the 18th of May, we have a basic pistol class in Waterman, Illinois, and also home protection and concealed carry at the Masonic Lodge, Mason's Lodge.
That's correct.
In Elmhurst, sorry. May 31st through June 2nd for the 17th time tonight. The 15th annual Clyde Howell Youth Shooting Sports Camp will be at the co-sponsored by Safer USA and the Illinois State Rifle Association at the Illinois State Rifle Association Range in Bonfield, Illinois. June 1st, we have a basic pistol class again in Waterman. And June 8th, we have another home protection concealed carry class at the Wingate Hotel in Joliet. For further information or to enroll in any of these or more classes, go to saferusa.com.
And let's not forget that next Saturday, May 11th, we, Tim and I, are going to be up in Crystal Lake meeting and greeting people who are helping On Target Range celebrate their first anniversary.
That should be a very good time. I'm excited to go to that.
It is. I'm excited that they've invited us to come and help them celebrate their anniversary. So we will be there next Saturday, and we'll have our show booth, and we'll be there. We'll look presentable. You're going to shave, right?
I don't know.
apparently that's not going to happen. I tried to sneak that one under the door. It didn't work out well.
Are we still giving away the free $20 bills?
As long as you bring them.
Okay.
That's correct. Right. Yes. We're giving away free parking spaces in the parking lot. You know, hey, what can I say? We'd like to thank our guests this evening, Jim Haggerty, Bob McClear, and Marilyn Smolensky for coming in. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And certainly we want to continue to thank Vicki Cohen, our call screener, who actually did some work this evening. We had some calls.
Yes, we did. Yay, Vicki.
Exactly. George Hoffman on the board. I don't know why we thank him. He picks on us. But, you know, it is what it is. There we go. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Action Target, Pelcher Shooter Supply, Illinois State Rifle Association, 31 Moons website developer, and, of course, we want to thank Safer USA, who also foots part of the bill. Next week, we're going to talk about federal gun control. Until then, friend us on Target Radio on Facebook and say goodnight, Tim.
Good night.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll be back next Sunday at 9 p.m. for more on Target Radio. And thanks, Mike, for making it all possible.